Well, that theme means it's time to welcome you to the Superstars of Business. Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors an in-depth look at our area businesses, products, people, services, organizations that makes our place work. And with us in our place is Pam Martin from The Boutique. Hello, Pam. Good morning.
Good morning, Billy. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are things doing at The Boutique?
Well, business has been days on, days off, I guess, like it is with everybody.
Now, you've been on our Superstars of Business before, but we have some different aspects. You have some different things going on. But for those who may not have caught it before, and for those of us who forget very easily, tell us a little bit about what The Boutique is all about.
The Boutique is a consignment store, and we carry children's, women's, and men's clothing, boots, coats, hats, a little bit of everything. We have a lot of new stuff, but I also carry the new Western purses and belts. I have some very fine, I've added silver and turquoise jewelry. I have layaway, and for the gentlemen that might be listening out there, I have some beautiful stuff that you can lay away now for your sweetie for Christmas. Mm. And it's really, really nice.
Yeah, you have some mostly new. Some of it is brand new, still has the tags on it. Gently worn, I think, is how you put it.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I go through all the clothing, and when it comes in, and the majority of what I get in is very fine clothing. The people understand. They've done consignment selling and buying mm-hmm. before, and I have beautiful clothes in there for men and women. And like you said, tags on some of it.
And name brands.
Oh,
very recognizable
very,
name
very
brands.
Big mm-hmm. name brands. Coach purse, which women love. I've had that in the store. Coach
really?
Shoes.
I heard something. AP had a story just a couple of days ago that there is a place now somewhere in the city, several places that are renting Coach purses. They're renting Coach purses because they're so much in demand, and you know.
Oh, yes. Yes. I got online the other night and was looking at big name purses just to get a good mm-hmm. idea, and I saw purses for $25,000, and I almost fell off the chair.
Whoa. No. Well, now, so your consignments, give us an idea of if someone has some clothes that qualify, some things that they would want to, either they don't want it, they were given it and don't wear it, whatever. What's the process then?
They bring the things into the store. Right now I'm accepting autumn and winter clothing and holiday dress-up clothing for men, women, and children. So typically that includes coats, sweaters, anything that you would wear in the autumn or winter. And when they bring it in, I go through it. I don't necessarily go through it the moment they bring it in, but I go through it, and I price it, and they sign an agreement, and it goes on the rack for a certain period of time. When it sells, they get 50%, I get 50%, and that is an excellent cut because I have sold consignment before myself, mm-hmm. and usually it's 60-40 or 70-30.
Right.
And so I thought maybe this would be a good way to help out hard times mm-hmm. for all of us.
Yeah.
So
for buyers and sellers.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And if they agree to the policies, they bring them in, preferably on hangers. But if it's impossible, I will accept them as long as they are clean, mm-hmm. Whether it's dry cleaned or washed, in good condition, no tears, rips, stains, missing zipper holders, anything like that. And we'll put them out there and do our very best to display them and sell them for the people and put a little money in their pocket and put a little money in our pocket.
And you've developed quite a loyal following because of how discerning you are. And I understand, and I know several of them that take a weekly or a regular jaunt through the boutique and
yes.
just to see what is coming in, because there's always something new coming.
There's something new just about daily that mm-hmm. I put out. And I do have my regulars, which I am very grateful for. And they come in and go through what I have, and sometimes they see something that has been there. They didn't see it before because mm-hmm. there is a lot. I have a lot of stuff. And I have an abundance mm-hmm. of holiday clothing and formals for any of the dances coming up. So
great. And your hours of operation, Pam?
As Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5. I'm closed on Sunday and Monday through the winter.
Okay, very good.
And then beginning November 18th, when they kick off the holiday season downtown, Fridays we will be open from 9 to 8.
Oh, okay.
So that people can get in there and shop after they get through with their place they work or their dinner or whatever.
Okay, all right, in downtown Raton.
Yes.
Beginning the 18th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Fridays.
Right.
Great. And what else is happening at the boutique? I know you have some other things that you...
November 18th, I have a... that's when they kick off the holiday season downtown. And what they're going to do is, like I said, stay open till 8 o'clock, all the customers that are... all the stores that are participating. So we thought that night from 6 to 7... would be a good time to introduce some of our products. And so we're going to have a mini fashion show at the Enchanted Grounds Coffee Shop. There is no charge for the fashion show, and it's first come, first seated.
Mm-hmm.
And we would appreciate that if you're coming for the fashion show, that you would at least order a beverage or something at the coffee shop. Penny and her husband are so good about contributing to the community and to their fellow downtown merchants. And
they're
it's
good
just,
neighbors. They're
they
good
are
neighbors.
excellent neighbors. And then I have a bigger fashion show. And I finally tied everything up. It's December the 9th, which is a Friday evening, from 6:30 to 7:30. And it's going to be at the Schuller Theater.
Ooh.
And we are asking people to bring $2 or more to pay at the door. And 100% of the proceeds will go to Alternatives to Violence.
Great.
And I'm really hoping, given enough head time, that enough people will put it on their schedule and come. Because, unfortunately, the holidays are a hard time of year, and their business goes up. And I would like to see them be able to make other people's Christmases nice.
Them being Alternatives to Violence.
Right.
Very good. And so the fashion show at the Schuller, ooh, what a good place for a fashion
show. Oh, I have some wonderful, wonderful volunteers that are so excited, and they have the age to get excited and the energy, so I'm really grateful for that. One of them was Danielle Aragon. I really appreciated her jumping in and just recruiting people and getting people to do makeup and hair and everything else, and I'm excited. And some of my close friends and my family are participating, and everyone's volunteering. This is a no-pay thing. They might get a cupcake or something out of it.
Okay. and that's going to be on a Friday, December 9th. Schuller Theater starting at what time?
6:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
And I really hope that people will consider where the money is going because it's needed. And I know it's hard times for everybody, but $2 is not very much money. And if, for those who can afford more, we truly appreciate it. And the Alternatives to Violence people are really excited about this because it gives them a little more exposure and maybe a little bit more leeway financially.
Great.
Now, I want to tell you one other thing.
What else?
I have a website. And for those listening and are going to check it out, be advised, this is a novice attempt at a website. It's theboutiqueconsignment.com, and I have four pages on there with some of the items that we have in the store, if they haven't sold already. I change it regularly. And I want people to understand, I have very nice clothes, but they don't have to spend a large amount of money. I have gowns and suits and dresses and purses and belts, and then the coat thing. I have the retro, the western, and the ones that people are wearing right now. Leather, wool, whatever you want.
Ooh.
And I have come up with a little slogan for my store. We are not only Raton's saving place, but when you come in the boutique, you'll be styling and smiling. And you'll be styling because it's all one of a kind, and you can put your outfit together, and you're going to be smiling because you'll be saving lots of money. And if for anyone who wants to bring things to me, I am looking for children's coats and winter clothes and sweaters. And on the men's side, I need more Levi's and shirts, maybe in the smaller sizes, medium and small, and you know, but mm-hmm. they must be in good condition. That's what people expect when they walked in the door.
Right. Styling and smiling.
Styling and smiling at the boutique.
I like that. And that's boutiqueconsignment.com.
The boutique.
The boutique.
Uh-huh.
And so it's B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E is how you spell it, correct?
B-O-U, yes.
T-I-Q-U-E. Theboutiqueconsignment.com.
Correct. Okay. Right. And you can go in there and see some of the things that we have. We do have fine quality stuff. And again, I would like to see people show up November 18th at the Enchanted Grounds for the... And it's going to be from 6 to 7, so... You get a seat if you get there first.
Okay. All right.
And it's going to be a mini fashion show, and we have some really excited people that are partaking in it, and I would just like... It's a good way for people to see we're going to have a great downtown at Christmas, and they don't need to drive 100 miles either way to find what they need.
Great. We have one of the nicest shopping malls anywhere in our own downtown.
Yes, we do. And on the corners,
town.
You have coffee, you have consignment, you have Solanos, and you go around the corner to the Pack Rat, and I've been in there. They've got wonderful gifts and items. So, yes, we have a great downtown area, and the kitchen store, I got to stay out of there because it's so, it's addicting, I'm telling you. The Chicoria, I think I said that right.
Chicorica,
yes. But we have some wonderful items downtown and wonderful stores downtown, and I think people really need to check it out. If they haven't been downtown in a while, they're really missing out.
Absolutely. And they not only have great variety, great products, but great people, the service. I mean, we say it time and time and time again, but since you're reiterating it, some of the other advantages also are that it keeps people employed and also adds to our tax base and our,
it really
our
does.
Gross receipts tax.
And what I would eventually like to see is that my business would grow and become so profitable that I would have to hire a couple people. That would be wonderful, because that way one or two more people have a job. I don't qualify as a small business. I'm a micro business. But it's still, you know, it's a service to the community and income for the community. And with the consignment thing, what's really nice is that when I mail checks out once a month, that puts a little bit more money in the economy for people to spend, whether it's at my store or another store. And that's what I really like about consignment, because it helps both ways.
Right. Injects added, it flows around. It's not, I was going to say a trickle-down effect, but it's not really. It's more of a circular flow.
It really is. Yes, it is. And because if they have a little money in their pocket, they can spend it somewhere else, which keeps that person's job, who can go out and spend it somewhere else. And it is. It's a circle that goes around.
And it doesn't take much to help local and small businesses. It doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't.
Just a little bit from a lot of people. So
from here to the store is a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a long distance, because I've lived where I've had to drive 96 miles to get into town. So
yeah.
A mile and a half is not far to go.
No, it's not.
And once you get down there, you can park and you can walk around and see some amazing stuff.
And the misconception is that, oh, it's inconvenient because you have to be able to park and then you have to walk. Well, you would do that in a mall anyway. You'd walk
definitely
a lot farther in a mall.
Only this way you get fresh air.
There you go. And the boutique is a breath of fresh air, too. A unique consignment store. Well, the premise is of the consignment, that's not unique, but it's unique to our area, and it is doing a lot for the people and a lot for our downtown, and you've got something going here, Pam Martin.
Oh.
We appreciate your contributions, too.
Well, I it wouldn't be possible without wonderful people like my neighbors and my leaseholders, Bob and Kathy Harris from the Title Services Company. They have been phenomenal in whatever support they can give, not just to me, but to other downtown people. So it's a hoorah for all the people supporting downtown projects. And Stacy Hull and Laura Lee Brewer, they're all doing their jobs.
We're all part of the team.
Yes,
absolutely.
And it has to be a team.
And thank you for advertising on KRTN. We're part of the team, too, as
yes,
well.
Yes, you are.
The things that you do, it's not easy being a small or a micro business manager.
No,
either.
It isn't.
Owner.
I have the worst boss. She demands so much.
Well, for discriminating taste, the boutique, and that's on Park Avenue. The exact address is
119 Park Avenue, the boutique, where you'll be styling and smiling.
Styling and smiling. And they will again be open late November 18th.
And every Friday thereafter till Christmas.
Okay. And then that mini fashion show, November 18th, 6 to 7 p.m., is at Enchanted Grounds right next door. And then a major fashion show on the 9th of December, and that's going to be at the Schuller Theater, and that started at 6:30, correct?
6:30 to 7:30. Okay. Hopefully that's after everybody's dinner hour and they can get out and after their work hours. I know some people work different shift work, but I hope as many as can will come.
With a small admission price and proceeds going to Alternatives to Violence. For
correct.
That. Okay, Pam Martin, thank you so much. The boutiqueconsignment.com
correct.
Is the place to find it on the web if you need. But it's better to go down and in person.
You bet.
Yeah.
You
okay.
bet. You'll be styling and smiling.
Like that. Thank you, Pam.
You bet, Billy. Thank
all
you.
All right. Superstars of Business, we want to thank Pioneer Natural Resources for sponsoring this look at our area businesses and their products and services and people that make this place what it is. Join us next time, the Superstars of Business. And if you'd like to learn more about Pioneer Natural Resources, they have a website, www.pxd.com.